Amen.
Amen.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Our Father, in the name of Son Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you, dear Jesus, for this blessed day, dear Lord. We thank you, dear Lord, for the offering, dear Jesus, for the storehouse, dear Lord. We pray, dear Lord, every dime is used for your glory, dear Jesus. We thank you, dear Lord, that those that had an opportunity to give and those that desired, dear Jesus, continue to bless the storehouse, dear Lord. Continue to allow us to do what we've been able to do, and that stretch our love just as far as we can, dear Lord. And we thank you for that, dear Jesus. Lord, as we pray today, Lord, I just want to thank you, dear Lord, for the awesomeness of God, dear Jesus. It was spoken in prayer today that we should be in awe of you.
Yes.
That we should expect awesomeness in our prayer life, dear Lord. I, for one, overuse that word, dear Lord, but I am reminded on this day that the awesomeness and the awe is you.
Amen.
So as long as we remember and we use that and we think of you as we overuse the word awesomeness, dear Lord, that you bless, dear Jesus. Mm-hmm. And help us, dear Lord, as we are prostrate before your throne, dear Lord, that we come expecting your awesomeness to show up and show out. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you as we pray today, as we prepare our hearts and minds to receive from you, dear Lord. We thank you, dear Jesus, as Pastor Armstrong, dear Lord, stands before us, dear Jesus, and speaks your truth, dear Lord, that he allows you to minister to his heart. We operate in your overflow, dear Lord. We thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Did you guys pray with the offering?
Yes. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Okay, I'm going to grab my glasses here, Pastor Ben, and I'm going to grab my Bible. Because unlike some pastors, I do use the Bible. Praise the Lord, everyone.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everyone.
Hallelujah.
Elohim Tov.
Kol Hazman. Elohim Tov.
Hallelujah. Sister Sharon's mom is here.
Yes.
Hi, Mom. Praise the Lord. That is awesome.
Amen.
What is this here? I know it's not for me.
It's the sensation. Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, but who's it for? Huh? It's yours?
Yeah.
That's kind of fancy smancy.
Fancy. Love it.
Man.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Amen. Praise God. Okay, today, you guys, someone, Matthew King, the members online of Soldiers for Christ, sent me a video. And I looked at the video, and he was real adamant about, hey, Leslie, how you doing? He was real adamant about me watching this video. So he sent it to me. And I clicked on it, and it said time 5 hours and 17 minutes.
Wow.
And I never spent a more interesting 5 hours and 17 minutes in my life. Because not only was the video interesting, it just confirmed to me and to all of us what's going on, okay? Mm-hmm. Some of us don't want to know truth because truth is really, what do they say, ignorance is bliss? Mm-hmm. If truth bothers your good time, sometimes you don't want to hear it, you know, because it disrupts your shell of peace, you know? But the scripture says that do not conceal like things that evil people do, but expose them, right? And so we're supposed to, if you know that there's a pastor that is also doing things that he shouldn't be doing, you shouldn't keep quiet about it because you don't want people to not like you. You should let everybody and everyone know this pastor is this way because, and I know because of this, and I'll tell you know what I mean? Because once you allow it to happen, then you become part of the problem, okay? Because everybody's quiet while, I'll just use one name, while Eddie Long's having a great time or a crazy time, right? And that was a pastor that was like dating boys in the church. And when I say dating, I'm going, I'm being Christian. But I think how long was this going on before and nobody said anything? You understand? And so the Lord does not want us to be quiet when we see evil going on, but to expose it so that other people are protected and you can get that person out of that position or warn innocent people that that person is in that position. You understand?
Amen.
Let me just say, the guy, I'll have Pastor Ben give you the video because if you got 5 hours and 17 minutes, you can watch it too. Okay, the thing is called the X Factor Winner Reveals World's Secret Religion, okay? He did not reveal to the world's secret religion. If you're a born again Christian, you know that the enemy is the God of this world, right? So he didn't really reveal it to Christians because we know that. What he did was he showed us how it's working in an active manner, okay? So you can see that they're doing it because of the group that they belong to. You understand?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna tell you a story that the Lord told me this morning, and I hope I get it as correct as the Lord gave it to me. It says, Sandy, there's a yacht, and it's a huge yacht, and it's owned by a very wealthy man, and the captain of that yacht, it has a great job, and they're having a celebration party on this yacht. In the ballroom are hundreds of people. They're dancing. They're drinking. They're just enjoying this festive activity, right? And one of the members come and say, the boat has a hole in the side of it, and water is slowly getting into the boat, and in about 2 hours, we're going to be submerged. And so the captain has now the responsibility to tell all of the people what's going on, okay? But Satan came in and said, before you tell these people what's going on, let me take you to the ballroom. So he took him to the ballroom and he said, you see all these people? You see how happy they are? And you see that they're doing the different dance routines together. They're just smiling and laughing and drinking. And Satan says to him, you know what? They're all going to hate you when you ruin their fun. They are going to despise you. Look at all the fun that these people are having. And you're going to announce to them that the boat is going down. You don't know if we could fix it. Maybe we could fix it. So what I would do if I was you is I would just keep quiet and let these people enjoy themselves until, you know, we find out more about what we can do. So the people are still dancing and he's convinced them, and they're, you know, every enjoyable, laughing, sitting, hugging friends, they're still, and then the boat starts leaning. And the boat was leaning because there was too much water getting in one side. But the captain told them, the boat is only leaning because we're turning. Don't worry about it, enjoy yourselves. And so they continued dancing, and then all of a sudden the boat flipped forward, everybody fell down, and the boat sank and everybody drowned. Now God said, stop, I have a second ending to this story. The captain says to him, you're a fool, I'm telling everybody right now. And he went and he told him, listen, something bad is happening. This boat is going down. We, through security, have made sure that everyone here has a life vest. And we have enough boats for everybody to get on, and we can, you can be saved to enjoy life further after this trip. But the fun you're having now, abandon it and get prepared to be saved. God says, that is the position I put you in. You are the one that have people shut down the good time because it's about done. And some people are going to despise you for it. But the people who survive and life goes on and they have other great times are going to thank you for it. So continue doing what I'm telling you to do. That is, rain on their parade. Because if you believe that the world is going to continue as it is now and everything is going to get better and better, it's going to turn back into like the 1950s where everybody has a job and a car and two kids and a dog and all of this. You think that is everything's going to reverse. I'm trying to tell you, you are fooling yourselves, okay? You have to believe what God is telling you because he is the God who has prophesied everything in the world and all of it has come true. And he says the world will wax worse and worse until the end comes, okay? So my job is to tell you what? And I thank you, Deborah, that you prayed with your, is it your nephew? Your nephew to accept Jesus Christ. Because basically, hallelujah, because they celebrated in heaven.
Yeah.
Because doing that, you said, the ship's going down, put on a life vest.
Yep.
In heaven, he'll say, you know what? Nobody ever took the time to ask me if I wanted Jesus. But I want to thank you. And so you have to tell people the truth, even though it may be uncomfortable for them.
Amen.
We're going to get to the Bible in a minute. I want to go over our notes, which Pastor Ben did an excellent job. I always try to say, oh, you don't have to do so much. You're working so hard. Just get me a little copy. And he went through this and made it excellent. I'm going to try to read the top portion of this. And it says, to them, all the light of the firmament were created only to give light to the earth. And when he says to them, he's talking about human beings. Okay, and I'm using that kindly because as this guy is doing this, he's going through his book. And the book is the book of initiation into Freemasonry. And the initiation into Freemasonry always ends with who you believe Lucifer is. Because to them, Lucifer is a light and Jesus is a bad person. Lucifer came to free you from the chains of that Jesus put you in. So for them, their worship of Lucifer, they think of Lucifer as light and God. In this book, every time he refers to either atheists, because they believe in a God, right? Or they're talking about humans who have not been initiated. And they call us vile and vulgar masses. Okay? So, let me read this. Okay. So I'm going to go down where it says, the world and the universe were simultaneous terms of the immense size and distance bodies and men had no conception. The sage, which is some magical thing that they're into, had in the Chaldean and India and China and Persia. Therefore, the sage always had the historic creed and taught only in the mystery and unknown to the vulgar. You know who the vulgar are? They know the secret mysteries, but not the vulgar. Who's the vulgar? Human beings who do not initiate into this systematic religion of the world, okay? You have to know as Christians that you're not being a Christian to try religion. You have to know that there is a war in this world over your soul. Nobody wants to hear the truth, because if I tell you the truth, and then you're going to get angry at me because I'm telling you the truth. This was Jesus' problem. He says, are you mad at me because now I tell you the truth? You know what I mean? You want to kill me because I tell you the truth? But telling people the truth frees them from danger, okay? Whew, we're going to have a fun today, because we're going to get a lot into this. Okay. It says, I'm going down to the second part. It says, they see us as vile and vulgar multitudes. All personalities to be brought into public arena. This is from their book. All personalities to be brought into the public arena for the purposes of influencing the vulgar masses. Freemason is Satanism. It is the worship of Lucifer. The craft and initiation must be in place before the public figure is set to influence the vile masses, perverting the culture through entertainment.
Wow.
So they have to be initiated into this club to know that they have come into an agreement with this sect that you are a vile creature, and they are now come into the light of who Lucifer is. Amen. Right? So you have people that want to be actors, singers, and this drives them to compromise. Okay? Man, I'm so glad this wasn't in sports. Because if I was playing football at 19 and you said I have to do the initiation to get on the team, mm-hmm. and I would make $1 million, I don't know if I'd be standing here.
Right.
So for actors and entertainers, I feel very bad for you. Because Lucifer owns your whole system.
Yep.
You understand? And he only wants people to succeed in it if they have been initiated into the religion, okay? So, as you see right here, they have Beyonce and Jay-Z, and those are just pictures of them. Now, I wanted to make sure that I did this because the Lord, wrong shades. What are those doing up here? That's my other. It says, this is the Lord told me, look, I'm going to tell you this right now. You can say, Pastor Sandy, we don't like you because those are our favorite churches and our favorite music. I don't care. Okay, I'm going to do what God told me. He says, there are three churches. Tell them there are three churches and music influence that all Christians should avoid. Hillsong Church, Elevation Church, and Bethel Church. Elevation Music, Hillsong's Music, and Bethel Music are all deeply rooted in satanic control. Now, if I know they make Christian music, okay? But so did Kanye,
mm-hmm.
if you trust that, all right?
Amen.
The power of the mind, the power of music, mind control, and rhythmic sounds is a blog that I think everybody should read. Because Satan is a musician. He does make music. He has been making music. He knows how music works. He knows how it opens doors and portals. He knows all of this. Okay? So when Satan makes music, he can care whether you're singing to Mickey Mouse or rather you're singing to Jesus or rather you're singing to him. He can care less about the words. His thing is the music opens the atmosphere.
Yes.
So all of us have to be careful what you listen to. Okay?
Amen.
Remember, I'm that captain of that ship. So you I want you to go to the second page. On the second page is the handshake. This is it. This is from the Freemason's book. Now listen. It's been disguised as a club, okay? But when you get to the certain steps, you're going to realize this is not a club at all. This is a religion that is telling me that Lucifer is God. At some moment, you've got to come to that point. You understand? And now, this is the handshake that is, and Pastor Ben put Trump right back on there. I took it off. I was like, ooh, they're going to be mad at me, Lord. And the Lord like, I'm going to put it back on there. So these are the people doing the handshakes, okay? And these handshakes say, we've been initiated. We're part of the craft. We understand. Okay? So you see Singer, presidents, and they're all doing this handshake. The other thing is, if go to the next page, is that this thing is called the concealed hand or the secret. So when you go before somebody, you have to take your hand, put it inside of your garment to show that you're a part of what's going on. Okay? So here's Fauci. Okay? Now, he has on this the video when Fauci walks on stage. Now, the purpose of him walking on stage and then standing there and putting his hand in there hadn't made no sense until you knew what this guy was telling you. He's putting his hand in there to let them know I'm part of it. Then he gives a wave out to the people that control him and the initiation that he's taken for Lucifer. You understand? Then, of course, you have the Pope doing it, and we'll talk about that later, because some people don't want to come out of Catholicism, even though God has told them to get out of it. Okay? It's not from God. Then, if you go to the next page, you see the all-seeing eye, and, of course, everybody. These are just a few. The whole industry is saturated in this. You understand? So did you show that picture? Okay. So that's, and you see Celine Dion, but I don't even know what's happened to her. Yeah, it's absolutely crazy what went on. She's got a children's clothing wear with demonic stuff on it for children to wear. I don't know what happened to her. But of course you got LeBron in there. And I put LeBron in there for a reason. And I'll show you guys later, because he went out with Drake the other night, hanging out with Drake. And Drake is definitely one of them. On page 10, you don't have to go there right now. Drake has 666. He gets a haircut, but he has 666 put in the front part of his hair.
It's in his music too?
It's in his music too?
Yeah, he's got like a tag in the song that says 666.
So, now, let me tell you something about this guy Drake. Drake goes to the same guy that Kanye West went to make his Christian album. They both went to the same guy in Arizona because they wanted to know how to open the portals with the music. So Drake and Kanye both use the same guy to show them how to make the music to open portals. But see, I think this is probably the only church I could go. They're not going to tell you this. You understand? Because if I'm trying to get members, because I'm trying to get tithes, that's the only thing that's important to me. You understand? My thing is, I told you guys last week, I have a great relationship with Jesus. And it's my individual relationship, and I want you to have one too. I don't care whether you tithe or whether you do anything. I don't care. I just want to know, when you get to heaven, how is your relationship with God? We can talk about it, give me a testimony, whatever. But that is the most important thing. When we first started here, I told Pastor Ben, hey, we don't want any tithes from anybody who hasn't decided to stop sinning.
Yeah.
I told him that. I said, if you haven't decided to stop sinning, don't give a tithe. I don't want no money from you. I don't want nothing, because I don't think you can pay God off to do what you're doing. I seemed a little crazy at first, but they understood why. Because if you're going to do something for God, and if God is in it, God has to show you he's in it, okay? I've been anxious sometimes through this whole thing. I was like, well, if it closed down, it wasn't from God.
Right.
It still is open. So there you have this all-seeing eye thing, and you see the girl with the Madonna with the thing over her. She got the all-seeing eye plus the sign. That means, look at that. It's inside the book. If you go to page 5, that sign is also part of the Freemason, Royal Mason thing. Is the sign of the code of silence. Don't you tell anybody what we're about and what we do. Okay? So that is, but all of these entertainers are part of it, whether you've seen their movies or not. Remember, they're not going to become a part of the influential part of society unless they've been initiated and they've exited out of the vulgar masses. Go to page 6. Great job, Pastor Ben.
Thank you.
That's your dollar bill. The Eye of Osiris. Psalms 18 says that Jesus Christ will be the head cornerstone, right? Yes. And the end of all of this, Jesus Christ, because God built the pyramid.
Yes.
It's in Isaiah, I think, chapter 20. God built the pyramid. He told you exactly where he was going to build it, exactly the position where it would be built. So God built the pyramid. He didn't put a capstone on it, but he's going to put a capstone on it because that capstone is going to be Jesus Christ when he's reigning in the millennium. Satan wants to say he's going to be the capstone, so he puts the Eye of Cyrus on top of it to say, no, the Lucifer is going to be the capstone. So all of this is about mocking God and about destroying what they call the vulgar masses, okay? So I don't care if you think their music sounds good. Their music is not to help you have a happy day. Their music is to open you up and to mind control and open up spiritual portals, okay? That's what their music is. So for a person playing rock and roll in their house all night and then they start seeing things, you're opening portals all the time. So the main thing a Christian has to do is control his atmosphere. If he can do that, because if you're living with other people, it's hard for you to do that because they're doing stuff that you wouldn't do. So you got to kind of stay in prayer. You need some, get some anointing oil. Y'all got some anointing? We got some anointing oil? It ain't for sale, is it?
It's not for sale.
All right.
I'll give it to you.
Pray over your house continually when you can't control your atmosphere. Okay? I don't want to go more on that, but there's a lot. That's a whole nother subject, is the $1 bill. Turn to the next page here. I think we're on page 7. On page 7, this is, you see the first top one? That is the Eastern Star symbol. That is a church female group symbol. Okay? Only female groups that have Eastern Stars in their church. The only way they can have Eastern Stars in their church is if the pastor is also Freemason. You understand? So, Antioch, the church is right here in Long Beach. You can join the Eastern Stars at the church. But it's not just them. It's other churches that you can join the Eastern Stars. But the Eastern Stars is just female Freemasons, okay? It's the same thing. Because one of, what's Brittany's mom?
Rosie.
Rosie said she was over there and they had her joining the Eastern Stars and she was going through the whole thing. And then she said, they started talking about doing spells and she said, she stepped back. She was like, okay, this is getting kind of crazy, right? So she said after they started talking about doing spells, she was done. And she said that's when she's like, okay, we got to find another church. Okay, so understand this stuff is in the church. This is why I was telling you 2 weeks ago, it's very important that you have an individual relationship with Jesus Christ. The church that I got saved at, the pastor was bisexual. That was the church I got saved at. I didn't grow in that church, but I knew I wanted Christ. I think God pushed me out of that church, but me getting out of that church gave me confusion because I just figured this is supposed to be church, but it just don't feel right. You understand? And why is that guy sitting with the pastor? He seems kind of soft. And I'm like, what is going on, right? I'm thinking like most Christians think, this is us, right? Well, he's still growing in Christ. Give him an opportunity. I didn't know they were dating. You understand? But we as Christians, we never want to see things clearly. We want to give people a chance. So we say maybe, maybe, maybe not, right? Okay.
They don't know what soft means, Danny.
Huh?
They don't know what soft means.
Look it up. Look it up. Okay. So you see the symbol for the church of Satan and the symbol for Eastern stars is basically the same. That's what I wanted you, the seething surge. Okay. And then there's some more writing on the lost keys. This is what this is taken from, the lost keys of Freemasonry, okay? Go to the next page. You see the top symbol there that is says, do what thou wilt, okay, shall be the whole of the law. You see that? That is taken from the actual church of Satan, okay? Love is the law, love under will. So basically this whole fight, if you guys can get this, you're going to have a great relationship with Jesus Christ. If you look closely at that, the number inside of that is 93. You know why it's 93? The word in Greek for love is 93. That's what Jesus is offering you. The word for will in Greek is also 93. So that means somebody's after your will, because if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Out of what? Your will. If you don't will to keep my commandments, then God says you don't love me. So therefore, he puts this as the law for the whole church, is that do as thy will. That's the thing, right? That's the whole thing. And then you see Jay-Z there, and he's got a sweater. He would not only go to the church, he bought a sweater. And then he knew he was going to be at Obama's initiation, so he bought him a sweater with Aleister Crowley, the head of the Satanic Church, on his shirt. He's sitting here hugging a kid with an American flag on, with a picture of Aleister Crowley on his t-shirt. Somebody was there that went, somebody should say something ain't right. But I had already been warning since 2007, this isn't good, right? We're almost through with it. Go to the next page. These are some of your actors and singers that are a part of this. And that's Chadell, which used to come to the casino where I worked, played poker all the time, seemed to be a nice guy, but I'm telling you, if you want to be in the industry deep, you're going to have to be initiated. They say if you want to be a personal figure, I mean a personality and a figure that they can use to influence the masses. Okay, that's the way it's worded. Here's Pitt, who says, could really try on something different. He said for himself, it was Satanism and it's working out really well. I made a pact, that's why. That was his answer in an interview. So I want you guys to know, we don't even have to talk about that guy at the bottom. He's completely just gone. I don't know what that is. But turn to page 10. Now LeBron, And this is why I will not be rooting for the Lakers today. The Suns team has a Christian coach. He is a born-again Christian. I'm rooting for the Suns. The night before, LeBron goes out with this guy. What's his name again? Drake. He goes out with Drake and hangs out all night. One of the guys says, oh, well, he was out with Drake all last night, so I hope he's okay today. But this is the guy he's hanging out with. He's throwing up the signs. And then if you have anything that was just pictures, look what he has the design put in his head for his hair. You understand? So they're not ashamed of it. They're not trying to hide it. They want you to know what they stand for because they're supposed to be influencing you and using entertainment, politics, whatever they can to make sure they're controlling things in the way of where Lucifer wants things to go. Go to the next page, page 11. Not a whole lot to say about this page. You know about these two, this actor and this lady, Cardi, whatever, but she's just sick. I really believe that something's wrong with her. And here's what Jimi Hendrix says. You can hypnotize people with music when you get them at their weakest point. You can preach into their subconscious what you want to say. Another music artist said this. Now, this is what I want to know. I will be remembered as the person who brought an end to Christianity. I don't even want to say what his name was, but that was his quote. Then in the handbook for the Freemasons, it says in the sixth chapter, Satan's master plan through LaVey is to destroy Christianity. You see that? Why don't they want to destroy Buddhism?
Right.
Why don't they want to destroy Islam? You know, there's other religions out there. Why is it that they want to destroy Christianity and Jesus? The war is between who?
Lucifer and God.
Lucifer and God. And it's not really a war. It's a setup because he's getting knocked unconscious. So I'm just letting you know there is a war. Now, what is the war over? If you all had a mirror, I would tell you to put it up to yourself. It's you. God wants you in heaven. God wants you to fight, to do the right thing in him and live for him. And if you should make a mistake, repent and come back to him and do this continuously in your life so that he can give you real life. You understand?
Yeah.
Don't go down with the boat is what God is saying. Here's a life preserver. It's called Jesus. Keep it on because I'm telling you this is going down.
Yeah.
So that's those two. Let's go to the next page.
Page
12. Pastor Ben, you are bad. Okay. Now, here are your church people, right? That's Billy Graham. Hate to say Billy Graham because, you know, a lot of people will get mad at you and throw a rock at you if you say Billy Graham was a Freemason, but he was. And then you have to tell the girl that went through the abuse from him that she's lying so that you can say Billy Graham's telling the truth. So I'll say you're lying about your experience with Billy Graham, and Billy Graham was a great man. And she is like, no, this is what happened. I was at Bohemian Grove, blah, 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 right? And so, but we don't want to believe that. Why? Because if I believe this, it's going to ruin my peace about what I have already established. Where God is trying to expose to you what's going on, you want to keep everything in the dark. You want to be eyes wide shut. You understand? You want to make sure you, okay, yeah, your eyes open, but they don't see nothing.
Right.
Okay? And if you see it, you make an excuse for it, or you just say, I don't care what they're doing. But God wants you to know Why? Because he wants you to know that there's a war going on for you. And he wants you to know you can't follow these people and you can't listen to these people because they're trying to influence your life.
Amen.
So you got Kenneth Copeland, Duplantis, Benny Hinn, and Smiley Face. And you got the Pope, right? But that's not all of them. Come on. We went over to a funeral over at the other church over here in LA. They had Freemason stuff in there. I'm like, man, this whole place is Freemason. Noel Jones, is that him? Noel?
Was it Noel Jones?
I know Grace Jones is his brother.
Yeah.
Or that's sister. Noel. Yeah. So I'm over there. I'm like, this place is full on Freemason. But they're having a funeral. They're talking about Jesus. We've got to snap out of it.
Amen.
Okay, now watch this. This is very sneaky. No, I don't need the board. This is very sneaky because you have it there. Okay, this is the back of money, a currency that's in Europe, right? You see where it says 4, 5, 6, and 7, 8, 9? Then it has the number 2 above it in the top. On the money, it doesn't have the 666. But if you minus 4, 5, 6 from 7, 8, 9, you have 333 times 2 is 666. So they play with these numbers just like they play with the wheel, right? So Biden's thing that you had to go on. And when you did all the numbers, it came up 666. Because they play with numbers because they understand that God is a God of numbers. This is why I'm trying to tell you, you can tell if something's a lie in the Bible because the numbers won't match.
Right.
Let's go to the next page. Oh, we're done. Hallelujah. So now I need you to go to the book of Revelation. Pastor Ben, I hope we got 2 hours today.
15 minutes.
All right, here we go.
Pastor, what was the name of the video that you saw? That the man sent you?
It's called X Factor Winner Reveals World's Secret Religion. Atayan Childs. Yeah, you can post it later, Pastor Ben, but I need us to go to Revelation. And I need us to go to Revelation chapter 2.
And that was that guy from the Beatles that made that quote. He was John Lennon.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Well, he wasn't the only one. Okay, first of all, I want us to be in Revelation chapter 2. You see in Revelation chapter 2, right above chapter 1 in chapter 1, this is what it says. The mystery of the seven stars that you saw in my right hand and the seven golden lampstands is this. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. You hear Jesus proclaim that?
Mm-hmm.
He said the seven lampstands are the seven churches, okay? Now, Ephesus is the first church that he talked about, and Ephesus means my darling. It was, or my beloved ones, okay? So Ephesus was the first church, because the churches are on a timeline, okay? There'll be the church of Ephesus, and as time moves on, then you'll have the next church, as time moves on. We are the church of Laodicea, as time has moved on, okay? So, the second church is called Smyrna, which means oil of anointing. And then the third church is called Pergamos. You know what Pergamos means? Defiled mixed marriage. So something happened to the church that it became defiled at the time of Pergamos. And what happened? Constantine fought in the name of the Christ, and even though he had been previously feeding Christians to lions, now he was saying everybody had to be a Christian in Rome, okay? But as he made everybody be a Christian, they were also able to bring in Babylonian worship. So if you worship Easter before, just bring it right into the church and we'll keep worshiping Easter and we'll keep that thing going, right? And you, if whatever you worship there, if you worship the goddess of heaven, we'll bring it in as Mary, you know? So the Church of Pergamos became the Catholic Church. This is Babylonian mysticism and idol worship mixed with Christianity. So God called it the Church of Pergamos. So at the third church, the things started falling apart. You understand? Now Satan realizes, even though he's killed a lot of Christians, that Christianity was still growing. So what did he say? Let's join. Let's become part of the church. So when you get something like, okay, Billy Graham was a Freemason. Oh, that's so shocking. Kenneth Copeland's a Freemason. Oh, that's so shocking. They're doing exactly what the scripture says, that Satan turns himself into a what? An angel of light. Because being outside of you is not going to destroy you. So I want to be in the midst of you. And so now that I'm among you, I'll destroy you from the inside. They call it the Trojan Horse series, right? Yeah. So this is what's going on right now in the church. Elevation music. All of these mega churches that the Freemasons own, that they're making sure they get popular enough to do what? Influence the vulgar. Because when the Antichrist comes, somebody's got to come forth and say, yeah, this is really Christ, and you got to trust them. Somebody's got to say it's okay to mix with Catholics because they're just as much Christians as Christians. Somebody's got to say that, and that's what they're doing. Okay, but let's look at this. Let's go to chapter 17. No, yeah, 17. Watch this. Chapter 17. Lord said, this is the most important. Now watch this. You guys don't have this, but I'm gonna show it to you. It says, one of the seven angels who had seven bowls came and said to me, come and I will show you the punishment of the great prostitute who sits on many waters. With her, kings of the earth commit fornication. And the inhabitants of the earth were intoxicated with the wine of her fornication. Then the angel carried me away in the spirit into a desert. There I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet horse, a scarlet beast that was covered with blasphemous names, seven heads and 10 horns. The woman was dressed in purple and scarlet. What is scarlet? Red, right? And purple, okay? Glittering with gold, precious stones and pearls. She held a cup in her hand filled with abominable things and the filth of her fornication. This was the title written on her forehead: Mystery Babylon, Mother of Prostitutes and Great Abominations of the Earth. What color did she wear?
Scarlet. Red.
Red and purple. This is the Vatican in their inauguration of a new pope. This happens every time they have an inauguration of a new pope. What do they dress in?
Scarlet.
Purple and scarlet. Okay? Then it goes on to tell you the seven heads are the seven mountains that surround where this place is going to be. There are seven hills that surround the Vatican. Okay? So God is telling you exactly who they are, exactly where they're going to be, and he's telling you, let's go to in verse 18. verse 4. It says, "Then I heard a voice from heaven say, 'Come out of her, my people, so that you will not share in her sin, so that you will not receive any of her plagues. For her sins are piled up to heaven, and God has remembered her crimes.'" So God, so the Lord is telling you, this is who it is. So why would Kenneth Copeland bring a guy from the Vatican to his church to tell the church that a new dawn has come and all the churches are now going to mix with the Catholic Church, and we're going to have this same worship because we're all basically the same and we all believe in the same God? I don't know who he was talking to, but I have never counted beads while I'm praying with some rosary beads. I have never put a statue of anything in my house and bow down and worship any saint. Okay, so we're not a part of the same religion. Okay, and Mary is not God.
Amen.
So we're not a part of the same religion. But he brings this guy from the Vatican to preach this at his church, and Kenneth Copeland is like, "Let's do this," you know. And you just saw him throwing up the sign, which means that he's been able to be an influencer because of what they're doing. You understand?
Yes.
God was so mad at the thing that as soon as the guy went back, he got on his motorcycle, went for a ride, and a bus hit him. A week later, he got hit by a bus. So that meant to me, when I saw it, I was like, "Ooh, God. God, what is going on?" God said, "That's all right."
I got it.
I mean, all the money and influence he had, I'm just going for a motorcycle ride for a quick to the store, whatever. Mm-hmm. And boom! I said, "Well, that's the last speech you'll give."
Hello.
Hmm?
What was the name? Who was that?
Oh, look it up. You'll see. Just look up Kenneth Copeland and mixing Catholic, and they'll show you, and they'll show you the guy. They'll even show you the speech. And he gave a wonderful speech. It was, and all the Christians, they were, "Yes, yes, we're all one." But they're there to influence you. You understand? I go back to what I said in the beginning. It's not Kenneth Copeland's fault if they fall away from Christ.
That's right.
Okay? It's not Eddie Long's fault if they fall away from Christ.
Right.
Because a relationship with Jesus is never a group date.
Amen.
Do you understand? God is individual. This is all about me and you, buddy.
Yep.
You understand? This is individual. This is about me and you. Amen. Okay? And that is what God wants. You understand? Mm-hmm. Individual relationships. How much time I got, Pastor Ben?
5 minutes.
Oh, I got to ask you this question, and the Lord wanted me to ask you. Let's go to Revelation chapter 7. I'm going to do this fast. So try to hang in there, okay? I'm in Revelation chapter 7. And I'm going to go down to verse 4. It says, "Then I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 from all the tribes of Israel." Why are they being sealed? Because Jesus is about to come. And he's telling the angels, "Do not harm the grass or this or that," and he says, "and wait until I seal the servants of God on their foreheads." So he goes and he seals 144,000 Jews, not Jehovah Witnesses. Jews, okay? And so he seals them, and then after he seals the 144,000, it says this in verse 9. "After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, language, standing before the throne. And in front of the Lamb, they were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hand. And they cried out in a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. Who are those multitude of people? If you say those are the raptured church, you're wrong. Because as we're going down, you're going to see, it says, and all the angels standing around the throne, around the elders and the four living creatures, they fell down on their face before the throne and worshiped God, saying, amen, praise and glory, wisdom, thanks and honor, power and strength be to God forever and ever. Amen. Then one of the elders asked me, these in white robes, who are they and where did they come from? He said, sir, you know, he said, these are they who have come out of the great tribulation. A lot of people gonna get saved. Do you realize that? After the church leaves, a lot of people that are in tribulation, it says an amount that no one could count of every tribe, nation, and people are gonna be in heaven in white robes, and they came out of the great tribulation. So that means when we leave, God is still trying to save people. This is love. You rejected him the whole time. People told you, the rapture's coming, get ready, live for God. You can't live like that. And then once the ones they saved always said, dude, you got to live for God. You know? But you like, no, no. And the whole thing. But in the tribulation, you are determined to live for God. You're like, I would die for Jesus. Cut my head off. I don't even care. I will die for Jesus. That is their attitude in the tribulation. Why? There are angels flying in midair preaching the gospel. That's something you ain't seen before. Mm. Okay, now if we can pull that off, we can get some people saved. But that's going to be in the tribulation. You understand? Angels are going to be preaching the gospel, telling them, do not take the mark. Anybody who takes the mark cannot be saved. You will be tormented day and night. So a lot of people are going, I don't have to watch YouTube. The angels are telling me not to do it. So all of this time is coming to the earth after the church leaves. But God don't want you to be here when the boat's going down. You understand? Amen. God is like, put on the life now. I'm not going to sit around and not tell you the truth and let you get caught up. And then God said, why didn't you tell them the truth? Oh, because if you tell people the truth who are having a good time, they'll be mad at you because they say, you're just ruining my good time. Mm. And he says, yeah, but it might save their lives. I know it's uncomfortable. I can't talk about this stuff the way I want to talk about it. You know why? Because if I do, it calls for language that I don't even want to use. I don't even want to talk about what they really do. You understand? But it's defiled and it's horrible and it's evil. But you have to know, like, I can't watch a Tom Hanks movie anymore.
Right.
Because I know what Tom Hanks is now.
Right.
Okay? Right. The little girl that went through it with him gave her whole testimony, right? So for me to watch a Tom Hanks movie, it just bothers me. Like, okay? So I'm saying, but it's uncomfortable because, like, you know, we all think Tom Hanks is the lovely actor who, you know. But once you start finding out stuff, it kind of ruins your ability to just enjoy life, mm-hmm. You know, and what do I say? It's comfortable, right? It's but God doesn't want you to be like that. He wants you to know what's going on. Don't be a church with your eyes wide shut. Man. You understand?
Yeah. 1 minute, Pastor.
You've got to start seeing things, and you've got to start saying, I'm not watching that. I'm not watching that. I'm not listening to that. Okay? I'm going to divorce myself from the world. You know why? Because I see she was trying to kill me in the beginning, and I'm still trying to stay married to her, and she's still trying to kill me, so I'm just going to divorce her. Some of us trying to marry Jesus and never divorce the world. You're going to have to divorce her to be in a good relationship with God. I'm saying one more thing, Pastor Ben, and I promise you, I will be out. God said, don't forget about this. Now, this is called what we call the Shema prayer in English, right? What's the Shema prayer? It is a prayer of God declaring to his people what he wants from them. You understand?
Yeah.
He tells them. Now, I spoke on this before. Because Drea's like this. She's like, look, this is how I want to be loved. Because I could be sitting in the house, if I'm not paying attention to her, she'll be like, what are you doing so important that you're ignoring me? And to some of you, that might be a problem, but I realize she has a God quality, like, you're not going to put other things in front of me. I want your attention, right? I like that, because I realize that's how God is. God wants to know, do you love me the way I asked you to love me? Because some of us want to be in casual relationships, and God's not into casual relationships. You haven't read your Bible in how long? Oh, so this is getting casual.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't prayed in how long? Oh, this is getting too casual. You don't have no Christian friends? This is getting way too casual for God. So let's read how God wants to be loved, okay? I'm going to say it in English. I'm not going to say it in Hebrew. It says, listen, Israel, or hear, Israel. What does my in Israel in Hebrew mean? Hear and obey. It means the same thing. If you want to say obey in Hebrew, it's sma. You want to say hear, O Israel, it's sma. Hear and obey is the same thing. So God is saying, hear and obey, Israel. The Lord thy God is one, Ahad, okay? And it says, then you will love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Now you imagine yourself getting in a relationship in the beginning and somebody tell you that. Look, if you're going to be with me, you have to love me with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. If you can't do that, step off.
Yep.
But this is God telling you how he wants to be loved. Now listen to this. Let these words which I command you today be upon your heart. Repeat them to your children. Speak of them when you sit in your house, when you walk on the way, when you lie down, when you rise up, bind them as a sign on your arm and let them be a frontlet between your eyes. Write them on the doorposts of your house and on your home. So he's telling you when you wake up, it should be about me and you. When you go to sleep, it should be about me and you. Okay? You should never be waking up saying, whatever, I'm going to do my day. God, you're not involved in this. Because God is telling you how to do it. I want to be an integral part in your everyday life. Why? So that you get the benefit of it. You think God needs you?
Mm-mm.
He wants you to do this because you stay connected to him and all the blessings and everything is in him. You can't live godly and not see blessings. You understand?
Right.
And I'm not talking about just money. I'm talking about health, family. God is going to find a way to make sure that he blesses his children, but you got to be submerged in him. You've got to know that if we're in a relationship and I ain't heard from you in 3 weeks, we got problems. Okay? So when I hear a Christian go, well, you know, I haven't read my Bible in quite some time, but you know, I'm trying to get into it. I'm like, bro, you got a problem. You better talk to God because he's into like, you love me with all your heart, soul, and mind.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you spend 3 weeks away from God talking about we in love. He in love. I don't know what you're doing. Listen, I'm always going to tell you the truth as God shows it to me, okay? Man, my brother, what's your name again?
Thomas.
I want to be a screenplay writer so bad. I'm going to tell you right now. I had Debbie Allen on this line and Oprah on this line. And I was lying to both of them.
Ooh.
And when I got off the phone, they was like, well, yeah, we're going to read it. We might do this script. And then Debbie Allen called me back and said, she said that she never read it. And she was mad at me. And she was like, you better get rid of my number. I don't know who you are and why you called me or who got this script to me. I was conniving. I'm like, I'm going to be a screenplay writer, right? I got off that phone and fell to my knees, crying and repentant. God says, do you want this that bad that you're going to be a liar to get it? I tore up all the scripts. I think Pastor Ben had a TV script that I had left over. Yeah. I still got that. But every one of them, I tore them up. You know why? Nothing can come before Jesus. Nothing can come before God. He is a jealous God. You got 1,000 years in a millennium to do your dream. When he comes, who is your real life, then you can have your real life. You got 1,000 years to do with your dream. Right now, be about Christ. Praise God.
Amen.